You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a businessman who, every day when he went down to his downtown office in a high-rise building, would pass by a beggar. And once a week, he would give the beggar $20. This went on for several years. And then suddenly, he started giving the beggar only $15 instead of $20. And this, too, went on for a couple of years. And then he suddenly started putting in only $10. A bit bewildered by all this, one day the beggar finally said to the businessman, "You used to give me $20 a week, then it went down to $15, and now it's only $10 a week. What's going on?" And the businessman replied, "Well, you see, a couple of years ago, I sent my oldest son off to college. I had to cut back on a lot of things. This year, I sent my daughter off to college, so I had to cut back again." And then the beggar asked him, "How many children do you have?" And the man replied, "4. And the beggar said, "I hope you're not going to educate them all at my expense." You can hardly go to a major sporting event or a major intersection in any large city without seeing a beggar, maybe holding a sign that says, "I'm homeless," or "We'll work for food." The most creative sign that I've ever seen held by a beggar was, not surprisingly, on the streets of Key West, Florida. His sign simply said, "I need a beer." Most of us probably don't feel very comfortable around beggars. And it was no different in Jesus' time. As we heard in today's gospel, when the beggar Bartimaeus kept shouting out to Jesus, many around him rebuked him, telling him to be quiet. He was embarrassing them. We know that when celebrities like a pope or a president or a king or a queen come to visit a large city, they invariably try to hide all the beggars. They don't want to be embarrassed by them. But to the surprise of everyone, Jesus stops and calls the beggar over to him and asks him what he could do for him. This event of Jesus' healing of Bartimaeus has really two layers of meaning for us. First, it's obviously a story of Jesus' healing power. Throughout the Gospels, we have many recorded instances by the Gospel writers, Jesus healing the blind, the mute, the deaf, the lepers, the possessed, and on and on. And so this is certainly an appropriate gospel passage for us today as we celebrate the healing power of Jesus in the church through the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. But then there's another layer of meaning underneath this healing power of Jesus. It's a much more symbolic and spiritual meaning and can be easy to overlook. But I think it's important not to ignore the detail that Mark gives us in this story of Jesus and the beggar when he tells us that Jesus was on his way from Jericho. And even though this particular passage of Mark's gospel doesn't tell us, if we read the entire passage in the scriptures, we know that Jesus was on his way from Jericho to Jerusalem, where he would die on a cross. The restoration of the blind man's sight symbolically reminds us that we too can sometimes be blind to the call of Jesus to come and follow him all the way to Jerusalem, to the cross. Sometimes we too may need to be healed of our spiritual blindness. And this is part of the spirituality behind the whole concept of full stewardship that we talk so much about, which challenges us to make a full commitment to Christ through His church, so that indeed we can keep our eyes always focused on following Him fully all the way to the cross. Also, making time for a beggar that everyone else wishes wasn't there is a symbolic reminder that indeed, spiritually, we're all beggars. For when it comes to our eternal salvation, we are all totally reliant upon God's generosity and amazing grace. No one of us is spiritually self-sufficient. We are all beggars at the doorstep of God's mercy. It is only God's benevolence that makes our salvation possible. Again, this too is an important component of the spirituality of full stewardship. As we express our gratitude to God for God's abundance in our lives by returning the first portion of our time, talent, and treasure back to God in gratitude. As we gather here once again in faith, once again we beseech our loving God to heal us of any blindness so that we too can see Jesus in our lives and follow Him and Him alone. Indeed, we all need God's healing.